Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello?
Oh, that scared me.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Producer Dan?
What up, dope?
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. Kennedy's still off on vacation. She'll be back next week. We put this up Monday through Thursday. Usually goes up about 10 o'clock. If you would click like and subscribe and leave us a review, I would appreciate that very much. And how this works is we each bring one topic to the show, but nobody else knows what the topic is going to be. Annie, are you prepared? If you're not, I know you said you might not have had something. I can start first.
Why don't you go first?
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about jobs.
Okay.
I want to talk about someone that you know, could be a friend or a family member, that has a really weird, interesting, or unique job. Because
okay.
I have, it's a friend. I can't get too deep into who this person is.
Okay.
But they are in the spy business.
Secret agent man.
Well, it's not secret because she can talk about it.
Secret.
But all I know is she disappears every once in a while.
Yep.
And it's usually when a certain head of state travels.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he has an airplane that he travels on.
Yep.
Goes by the name Air Force One.
Yep.
And so she just disappears every once in a while with him. And I want to talk to her about it, but obviously she can't talk about it. Like, it's common knowledge that she does what she does, but she can't ever really admit to what she does.
Right.
Does that make sense? And I just think it's so interesting.
It's kind of like you'll say something and she'll wink at you if you're right.
Right. And so here's the thing. You know, I was in the Army, and I had my particular job for a little while. I had what's called a TSSBI. It is a top secret special background investigation.
Oh, and you.
So I had a top secret security clearance that it took a year to get.
Holy crap.
They went back and talked to like my first grade teacher, third grade friends. They talked to it took a year
wow.
before I was even allowed to do my job when I was in the Army. And so when she starts talking about this stuff, I'm like, well, you know, I had a top secret security clearance. She could tell me. And she's like, yeah, I can't.
She's like, that's not the same.
Right. I don't even know which branch she's in. I think she might be. I don't even know. She might be FBI. But it's just like, it's so cool.
It's so interesting.
And she's so good at not telling.
You have to be.
I know.
I have a family friend that is similar. And he would just disappear for a while. And I'd be
right.
like, where did he go?
Right. And I'm pretty sure, I feel like sometimes she goes on details with the president. Sometimes it's, you know, she just disappears. She'll disappear for like 6 weeks. The other day she showed up and she was in this very nice exotic sports car. And I was just like, who are you?
What?
You are Jane Bond.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I love that.
And I mean, I've known this.
That's so badass.
I've known this woman for probably 2 years. She's probably your age, Annie. Maybe.
No.
Maybe 2 years older than you.
What?
Maybe. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. She's single. Yeah. She's amazing.
How do you get that when you're in your 20s?
I know. It's incredible.
Like pretty going wild. To Harvard and pursuing your goals.
Yeah,
yeah right.
I guess I really
so
got
do
the
you,
ball on that one.
who do you know, friend or family member, that mm-hmm. has a really interesting and unique job or career? Well, like, we're lucky. We have this.
I
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody says to us.
Yeah, right. I would probably be the one of the people I know.
Right. But there has
I
to be somebody.
I can't believe you have that job.
Right.
I'm trying to think. I feel like all my friends, and their jobs are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of union guys, a lot of
yeah.
police officers, a
all
lot of
my
firefighters.
Friends work construction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think your dad has an interesting job.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because growing up, we always joked that my dad was a secret agent man because no one really knew what he did. Like, we just knew he was a computer guy, but we were like, no, he's definitely in the CIA. Like, I don't know why we thought that.
So you took, he's like an IT guy. You're like, no.
I'm CIA like, absolutely agent. Not. There's something funky going on there, Dad. Also, we told everyone he played for the Seattle Supersonics. So I think we just made up shit about him. But yeah, like, and getting to know more of what my dad does because he's working from home now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll hear him on calls and stuff and him just talking with the clients that use his service and him explaining the process to me. It's because he is who, you know, who they call when they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his brain just operates on such a different level. Mm-hmm. And the things he has to know. I mean, he literally taught himself computer coding on the bus, on the MBTA bus going to his first job. Like, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
What does he do?
So he, I don't know if I should say the company he works for, but. So it's a service that other companies use. It's like a platform, an online.
It's a very well known. I don't think.
Should I just say it?
It's Amazon, right?
He works for Amazon Web Services.
Right. So AWS is like business to business stuff.
Exactly.
In 10 years, we're all going to work for Amazon.
So what he does for Amazon Web Services? So companies, say for example, DraftKings will use Amazon Web Services as their. Their website, so their platform, how they distribute their information. That's what my dad does. But he helps a lot with the customers. He does a lot of that interaction, so before all of this happened, he would go down to New York all the time, do a lot of the hiring, talking to a lot of people. Like mm-hmm. And for a while, he was managing a bunch of people, and I want to have my dad as a boss. He's
so
the
let me
best
ask you
boss
this,
ever.
Though. Did he get stock in the company back in the day?
No, and that's I wish he did because... I'd be driving a Rolls Royce now.
Did they offer it to him? Do you know if they even offered it to him?
Well, he didn't. He just started working for them like a couple of years ago.
Okay.
He worked for this company, Houghton Mifflin, forever.
Oh, right.
Like most of my childhood. Mm-hmm. But I wish he got the stock when I was younger.
No, there's somebody out there who started working for Amazon in like 2001.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they offered stock and they're like...
I'm not taking that stock.
Just pay me, dude.
Yeah, that was in the Social Network too. In that, you know, they offered them stock, and some of them were like, "Yeah, I'll take it," and then other ones like, "Eh, I know I need my salary." They're like, "Okay."
Oh, I'd be jumping off a cliff.
So you don't know anybody with a cool or interesting or unique job?
I have a cousin who's a pretty good DJ.
Yes, she is, DJ Baby Ann. What's up, girl?
Cousin was ready for you to say that.
I forgot about that actually.
My cousin Marianne down in Florida has been a DJ for a long time, like a house DJ, a techno DJ. And she's called the Queen of Bass, Baby Ann the Bass Queen.
Yes.
Baby Ann the Bass Queen. And
Baby Ann, Baby Ann.
DJ
Baby Ann.
Baby Ann. She's traveled all around the world. She's been to Europe. People follow her from... Like,
no, let me break this down for you real quick because Dan is underselling how popular DJ Baby Ann is.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I grew up in Florida, and this particular style of music that she DJs is called breakbeat. And breakbeat started down in Florida. It is like that's where it all began because what they did is they took the Two Live Crew booty music.
Yeah.
Right.
And that moved into like electronic dance music. So it's kind of like Two Live Crew booty music, but then brought into
EDM.
You
throw like synth behind it.
And that's kind of where it came from. And she is like down there is huge.
Right.
And so when I was living in Memphis, we used to throw these big parties with this club that advertised with the radio station. And we brought in your cousin to DJ our nightclub.
Yeah.
Like she was there. She came in, she played. I think she may have sang. Does she sing?
No, she doesn't sing.
Okay, maybe it was another woman that did that.
But yeah, the first time I brought it up, he lost his fucking mind.
I did. I just couldn't believe
it. That's your cousin?
He goes, that's not your cousin, no way. I go, look her up. And she's like, oh, her last name's Brezen. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, she's my cousin.
And Dan, I think, thought I was messing with him at first when I was like, DJ Baby Ann. Like, I have her. I would go into the record store in Tampa when I was DJing at the clubs down there, and I'd buy Baby Ann records.
Yeah.
And I mean, when the new Baby Ann record came out, I bought it. I didn't have to listen to it. Like, I'd come in and pick up.
You just knew it was going
to
be fire.
Well, yeah. Like, I'd pick up a record stack every week, and the guy would just have all these records pulled already. And Baby Ann and Icy and like that whole kind of crew. Oh, yes, I'll take that. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Yeah, I spent a week at her house. DJing pays well for her, apparently.
Oh, they make big money.
Yeah, back in the day, one time, like to say how popular she is in her realm.
Yeah.
I went on the front page of MP3.com.
Yeah.
When that was a thing.
Right.
And she was the front page article on MP3.com.
That's so nasty.
And I was like, wait, that's my cousin.
No, she still has. I was on Beatport the other day. I was downloading some music, and she's all over Beatport too.
So yeah, that's the cool job I know.
I forgot about.
I want to meet her. feel like she'd be cool.
Yeah, she's a big Celtics fan, actually.
Oh, I love her even more.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go now?
Is it awkward if I say she's very attractive as well?
No, we're a handsome family.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
This is true.
You have you're the good mix. You're what are you?
I'm actually
Lebanese.
I'm 25% Lebanese, some Irish, and some other stuff. Yeah,
yeah, you got that good skin.
5% hobbled. DJ Baby Ann, man, I forgot about that.
Oh, she is pretty.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. She's very good at her job.
Yeah,
too.
Google my cousin. You want to hear some break beats?
DJ Baby
Ann. Hell yeah.
The bass queen.
That's it.
The bass queen.
I'm trying to think what my favorite Baby Ann song is. Oh.
Well, she has Trippin' the Bass. She got Mixtress.
Mm. Oh, she's a Mixtress.
She's a Mixtress.
I think isn't there a song called The Bass Queen?
Yep, there's The Bass Queen.
I think that's the one.
Pepper Spray, Body Moving.
I don't know. Honestly, it all sounds like mts.
No, it doesn't. It's completely different.
That's so different to me.
You're going mts, mts, mts. That's that thing. But Breakbeat is mts, mts,
I need to go listen to these.
Completely different.
Carson's
worlds
so,
apart.
Carson's so into this DJ movement right now.
All right. DJ Baby Ann.
DJ Baby
Ann. All right, what you got for us this morning, Annie?
So we talked about this. Somebody think I came for Savannah Guthrie like a couple months ago, talking about her appearance on the Today Show and when they were all doing it from home, and that she wasn't, you know, she wasn't looking as good as she should have, that she wasn't doing her hair, she wasn't doing her makeup well enough. And people are now doing it to Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest. And I just think, first of all, it's so ridiculous to me to ever comment on anyone's physical appearance, but dude, we're in the middle of a pandemic. If a hair is out of Kelly Ripa's, one hair is out of place, it's going to be okay. She's doing the best that she can. She's trying to get ready while raising children and doing all of this stuff. And I want to know if anybody has ever called you guys out for like your physical appearance. Obviously, it's different for us because nobody can see us. But
I always get the I thought you were a lot shorter. And you were going to be like 400 pounds when I meet somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that has never seen me before. It's kind of changed, though, from when I've been in the business. Because, you know, when I first started, like, nobody knew what you look like.
Because it wasn't like Instagram and...
Yeah. Right. I can remember one of my buddies that I work with, the first time we had billboards and we got, like, some social media. He's like, I got into radio because I wanted to be in a radio. If I wanted my face seen, I would have gotten into the billboard business.
What a weird thing to be upset about.
Dramatic.
Yeah, but there are people that are still in this industry today that like their anonymity.
Right.
I mean, look at David Boucher.
Well, he made
David
a career out of it.
Right.
Bedtime magic.
But there are people that still like to have that anonymity because they don't want to, they don't want people to know what they look like as opposed to what they sound like.
You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for the day my face is on a billboard, and it's coming.
Same.
I'm going to be like, click, click, click. That's me. I'm going to take a picture of my picture.
You going to work for a different company?
Carson Love Petty.
We were out at a toy shop one time, and this woman came up to me, and she's like, I got to tell you, I thought you were going to be a little old Jewish woman by your voice. I was like, are you kidding me?
That's funny.
I get that, actually.
Yeah, well, same, but I was like.
If I close my eyes.
She's like, I really just thought that for
Play
you.
Play some Mahjong.
Baba, tell me a tale.
I was like, what the heck are
you talking about? And going back to the Savannah Guthrie part of it, this is such a catch-22 because you are in the look pretty industry.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's TV. If you know, the difference between the success of a lot of people is whether or not you look nice
tonight.
I mean, honestly, you look at all the people on TV. I have friends that I respect, that work hard, that are good at their job, but have become really successful because they are good looking,
right.
Not necessarily because of how great they are at their job.
Yeah, I've had people.
And so,
I've had people ask me because I'm in the broadcasting industry. Like, why'd you get into radio and not TV? You'd make so much more money. Because I'm a schlub. I don't want to keep up.
Right.
I shave once a week.
You got dealt a good hand. You're attractive and you're smart and you're funny and now you're on TV.
Right.
So those people are going to come for you occasionally. You just have to probably learn to slough it off.
I just hate, like, still to this day, and maybe it's a personal decision, but sideline reporters. Like, I just, that was my dream. I always wanted to be like the Celtics girl. I wanted to be sidelines. I want to be talking to the players. That's always what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I just, like, I would never want to go out there in a dress and heels. Because I don't, why does it matter? Why can't I wear jeans and a t-shirt?
Uh-huh.
And I understand, like, you're supposed to look nice. It's more presentable, sure. Blah, 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 blah.
Sex sells.
Right. Well, and it's also, it's the old white guys that are still in charge of everything.
Sure.
So they want an attractive young woman on the sidelines, so they have some eye candy.
I remember when Jenny Dell was working for the Red Sox, and everybody was like, oh, she's so hot, she's so hot. I'm like, yeah, and she's also good at her job. Like, listen to what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's a lot of what, from their perspective, what they're thinking. Most of the sports fan base is straight dudes, 25 to 55.
Right.
Yep. So they want a hot 20-year-old girl there.
Right.
And like, I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it's
why. It is what it is, yeah.
It is starting to change, though.
Sure.
We're starting to see women, you know, in the booth as the color commentator.
Burke.
Yeah.
Doris Burke's a badass.
Doris Burke is a bad, bad, bad woman.
All right, Dan, what you got?
So our boss, Mike Mullaney, put this on Facebook the other day.
Yep.
Okay.
And it got like 100 comments just on his personal page.
Okay.
And it's such a silly thing, but he was having a real debate in his house. Shout out to Mike Mullaney. He said this, having a serious debate on this one. Is it acceptable to cut your fingernails and toenails in the living room or on the couch? A, no freaking way. How disgusting are you? B, relax, Mike. They're only nails.
Well, if you're in your own home and you're not leaving the clippings everywhere, then I don't think it's a problem.
Oh, no. Cut them in the bathroom. You cut your toenails out in the living room with your family?
No, I wouldn't do it, but I'm saying.
Yeah, so I definitely do it in the living room. I do it in my chair, but I do it when nobody's around.
Yeah.
That's like me time. It's not comfortable to sit in the bathroom.
Life isn't comfortable sometimes. I don't want your toenails in the living room.
But you're not going to see them. I bring a little paper towel out there. You know?
You're not going to leave. If you leave your clippings everywhere, then no, you're a disgusting human being.
I didn't expect to be on an island on this one. I thought.
Dan, you know what Lana does for me occasionally?
What?
We'll sit down in the living room and she'll bring out a little like bucket of water. And I'll soak my feet in there, and she has this cheese grater thing.
Oh, it's the best.
And takes all your dead skin off?
Off the heels, yeah.
That's real love.
And it's like all over the carpet. So bring a towel, and then we gotta vacuum it all up. But it's like, skin's going everywhere.
The cheese grater on the carpet, that's too much. Yeah. You're pushing it.
Like anything that's happening here.
No,
so you guys are in the minority, though, because out of the 86 comments, almost everyone said, no way, that's gross.
They're lying.
Yes.
Everybody
it's like people
doesn't.
That say they don't pick their nose in the car. You're lying.
I definitely pick my nose
Everybody
in the
picks
they're
their nose in the car.
Lying.
You're lying.
What do you do at red lights if you're not picking your nose?
They're all lying.
Unless you get caught and you're like, shit, 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 shit.
I saw one time I was coming in to work a weekend, and I'm not going to say the DJ's name, but behind the board, they had a big thing of soap and water, and they had their shoes off, and they were soaking their feet behind the board. And I was like, I have to sit there now, and you got like your
foot
like,
water.
I guess they had something wrong with their foot, like it was infected or something, and they were soaking it while they were doing their shift with their shoes off.
There's this trend. I belong to a nerdy Facebook group, and I think you belong to it too, Dan.
I do.
Of people that work in our industry. And there is this common thread among them all, especially the people that work on the weekends, that they will post pictures of themselves leaned back in this chair and then their feet up on the board here on
right.
the countertop.
It is like the cool guy thing to post.
And so what you have to know is that, here where I sit at the control board, and we have this huge electronic board. It almost looks like a control board you would see at a concert that controls all the instruments.
It's a lot of buttons.
There's 50,000 different buttons, and they'll put their feet with their shoes off right up on this countertop at the board. Now, here I am with my hands. That's disgusting.
That's foul.
Right, and they do this every weekend. I don't know if it's happening here, but I know it's happening at every radio station across the country.
I think the best thing about the coronavirus is now we have to wipe that board down after every shift, which we should have been doing anyway.
There's
so much germs.
So gross.
It's gross. So, yeah, don't cut your toenails in the living room, as I was trying to say. Got distracted.
Don't use a cheese grater on the carpet.
I'm going to text Brittany right now and ask her to do this tonight at your house.
She would never.
I think she would. I'll Venmo her $50.
All right, for $50, I'll go.
Leave the toenail clippings on Dan's pillow. That's sabotage, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.